Well, saints, this morning I really enjoyed the table. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be to the God, our Father, of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies.
Amen.
And He predestined us to be the chosen ones, the sonship, unto the God, His glory. I know we have been recently into various aspects of the priesthood. Is that right? Yeah, and this is a continuation of last semi-annual training in the winter time, and we were in the crystallization of the Exodus. And the last message ended up with the priesthood. And this is after the children of Israel has been redeemed from Egypt, enjoying the blood of the lamb, and also eating the lamb himself. And not only that, being brought out of Egypt, through the Red Sea, became a people of the Lord. And so in Exodus 19, the Lord told Moses to tell the children of Israel, says, if indeed you listen to my word, and then you have seen how I brought you out with strong hand out of Egypt, and also in the eagle's wing, that is, in his love, in his grace. And as that, then you will be unto me a personal treasure. And also a holy, a royal priesthood,
Amen.
A holy nation,
Amen.
From all around the people.
Amen.
So this means that, saints, everyone who have been saved by the blood of the Lamb,
Amen.
Everyone who have been baptized into Christ and into his body,
Amen.
Are priests.
Amen.
No exception.
Amen.
There's no special class of people among God's people. They are the priests. We all are. Because the word of the Lord is very clear that you are a royal priesthood.
Amen.
Of course, this word, the priest, first mentioned in Genesis, is the priest of Salem, the king of Salem,
yes.
Who came from God to minister to God's people the bread and the wine.
Amen.
So that's the first principle. The priest being the ones come from God to bring the supply to his people. To supply them, to cheer them, to encourage them, to strengthen them,
Amen.
That's being a priest.
Amen.
The priest is a person who are so close to God, who are one with God, come from God, to minister God to God's people.
Amen.
This is the principle of being a priest. But we know what's happening is that in the wilderness, what happened to God's people is that they fell away. Although God told them so, on the other hand, when Moses was in the mountain for 40 days, they began to worship the idols. They built themselves a golden calf, and they worshiped that golden calf as their supply, as leading them out. Because a golden calf, you know, in those days, calf supplies them everything. Their drink, their milk, their food, and everything. They thought their supply actually is from the cow. Oh, Lord Jesus, what an insult to the Lord. Who actually, with a strong hand, bring them out with all the supply to the children of Israel to bring them out from the Egypt so that they can hold the feast unto him. And that's the real service to the Lord himself. So today, if we departed from the Lord to worship anything else, thinking that our livelihood or everything or anything depends on anything other than the triune God, and then we will be falling away. We will be insulting the God himself,
Amen.
Who is really the one who supplies us everything.
Amen.
So because of that, and then the Lord was calling for some people who is on outside. And you'll know that only the one tribe, the Levite, came over to the Moses side.
Amen.
And therefore, the priesthood, you may say, and those who are serving the Lord, only given to them. But that's an abnormal situation, though. God's original intention that is that every one of us are priests to him.
Amen.
Every one of us are so close to him. Every one of us can come to him. Every one of us can serve him.
Amen.
By serving him means we can enjoy him.
Amen.
Enjoy him to the such extent we have the overflow. And then we can bring whatever we enjoy, the riches of the triune God, then we can supply other people.
Amen.
That's the meaning of being a priest. That is, we first enjoyed all the riches. unsearchable riches of Christ. And then to such extent we've been constituted with him, then we can overflow him and become a blessing to all the nations. This is the meaning of being priest. And these rights, this blessing, has been given to all God's people if we are truly listening to his word. And today, hallelujah, in the New Testament, this priesthood has been restored to everyone. Hallelujah. So this is why in 1 Peter and the chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 9, said very clearly, today and then what's promised and what's been given to the children of Israel in Exodus, and today was restored to all New Testament believers. So Peter told them that we are, God is a living stone. We all as living stone to come together to build up a spiritual house and offering spiritual sacrifices. So who are those who can offer spiritual sacrifices? The priests. And we are indeed, in verse 9 it says, today we are indeed a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And then we can tell out his virtues to all people, and then out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
Amen.
This is our destiny. This is our blessing.
Amen.
And in doing so, and the Lord will supply us, and then we can enjoy him to the uttermost.
Amen.
And in the New Testament, certainly this has been carried out at the very first day. Of course, in the New Testament, the greatest prophecy that's in Matthew, it says what? I will build my church. That is the greatest prophecy and also the greatest promise also. I will build my church. But the Lord today is doing in an incarnated way. That is this I that was in the gospel, in the gospels, today that the great I am. That is, today where is he? So the Lord's table, we know that. He given up his body for us, his physical body, and we all participate in that. Today he's enlarged, he's reproduced, and then today we are his corporate body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, corporately, the body with the head is the building up his church,
Amen.
Which is the body of Christ,
Amen.
For his eternal expression. And this glorious church will eventually consummate in the glorious New Jerusalem. For his eternal expression and for our mutual eternal enjoyment of both God and man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a glory.
Amen.
And in doing so, and then he has also given us a supply and given us a certain commitment or certain commission. And this is the burden of this morning in this outline. And I should say this outline is actually based upon Brother Benson in April given to some brothers serving ones. And he says, well, this is the gift I give it to you, and then you should speak this, live this, speak this, spread this. So today I'm here, try to live this, speak this, and spread this.
Amen.
To you all.
Amen.
The title says, 8 Vital Practices of the New Testament Priest. Of course, in here, the priest, as I said, being those who come from God, and then to supply the God's riches to God's people. Of course, you have to come from God, you have to be what? With God first, right? Otherwise, you cannot come from God. So in here, in the New Testament, we only have 3 things in a way. That is what? The Spirit, the Word, and the prayer. That's the New Testament way. We don't have any other way. We depend upon the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit is everything. Our brother, this morning, exercised so much, I really get a supply.
Amen.
Today, he is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
And not only he is the life-giving Spirit, this Spirit today is poured out onto us.
Amen.
And today, we all have this mingled Spirit within us.
Amen.
And this mingled Spirit is the same Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from among the dead. With all the authority and the power, and today is imparted into us, and which is to the church, to build up his body. And then he also given us the word. The word, and then he's give us the light, give us, reveal to us What is God's good pleasure? What is God's plan? What is God's economy? Hallelujah. Amen. We inwardly, we have the Spirit. And outside in our hand, we have the Word. Amen. The very spoken Word of God. And actually, this is actually the incarnate God himself. It's the Word, the very Word. And then through this, and these two things, we apply these two things through our prayers. Amen. And this is why the Lord charged them. You have to stay there to pray, for wait for something, and then the Spirit will be poured upon you. Amen. So in order to really receive the Word and the Spirit, we have to be in prayer. Prayer means that, Lord, I depend upon you. Amen. I need you. I cannot do anything except I come to open to you, to receive you, and that's the essence of the prayer, to contact him, to open to him, to really long in for his fittingness, to speak us, to touch us, to shine on us, to dispense himself into us. Amen. That's the meaning of the prayer, and this is the three things, that's our secret. Amen. The Spirit, the Word, and the prayer. Amen. And these three things will translate into these eight services of the priest, which is also our practice. And then I'll go through this and in a quick way. The Roman numeral 1 says, throughout the history in the Lord's recovery, all our practices have been according to what we have seen of the Lord's revelation of the heavenly vision. Everything we do is according to the heavenly vision. Without the vision, we don't know what to do. Without the vision, we run wild. Without the vision, we perish. Because the only way we can go on is through the heavenly vision. Amen. The divine revelation and the heavenly vision. This is the way we go on. Today, the up-to-date vision of the age is what? Is that the revelation of God's eternal economy. Amen. According to his will of his counsel. According to his good pleasure. That's God's eternal economy. Amen. That is, dispense himself into the tripartite man. In other words, so that we can be one with him. And this is the highest peak of divine revelation, is that God become a man. Amen. And through this process and all his accomplishment, death, resurrection, and so forth, he became the life-giving spirit so that we can participate in him with God's life and the nature. So that we can become a God-man himself. Just become his reproduction. This is the highest divine revelation. This is also the present revelation. This is the revelation of the age. That is God becoming man. So that man can become God in the life, nature, expression, but not in the Godhead. And so that we can become his reproduction. This Christ Jesus, who is the first God-man, reproduce in us so that we can become many God-men. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And in God-men, we have to live a man, a God-man living. Amen. And so that we can live him out, became his reproduction. Amen. And then you're not just living there, but also we have a commission because he came to actually to carry out God's eternal purpose. Amen. That is to dispense the triune God into other people. So we have the same commission because today he's living within us. When he came, that the first God-man, he came to do what? To actually to dispense triune God into God's people. He came to shepherd God's people. He came to seek out the sinners, to be their friend, to be their savior, to be their redeemer, to be their actually eternal hope, to be their life, to actually save them from the world. Unto the eternal hope, and also to build them up together as his church. Amen. This is what God's doing. So today, not only we have his life, his nature, his expression, we have his living, we also have his commission. Amen. And so the same way as he was shepherding all the people, as the Father seeking, forgiving, and so loving and forgiving, as sons seeking, as spirits, also searching out, and then we are doing the same thing. So today we are also shepherding everyone according to God himself. Amen. And this kind of a situation will bring in a great revival in us and among us. Amen. And to do this, we have certain living. And these are our service to the God. Amen. Our serving him is to live him out. Our serving him to enjoy him. Amen. Our serving him is to announce him. Amen. To announce his virtue by our living, by our speaking. By our everyday our activities, we actually live him out. That's announcing him, his virtues, his divine attributes, living out in our human virtues. That is in our daily life, in our job, in our family, take care of children, be dealing with our colleagues and so forth. In everything, we'll tell out his virtues. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is our commission. Amen. And then, Brother, give us this 8 aspect. He said, this is my gift to you, and now I'm passing on this gift to you. Amen. Amen. So the number one is that this is our service, and then in the New Testament also is a practice. Brother Lee said it very clearly. We have to see the vision, but we only started with the vision, stopped at the vision. He says these are shaky, not solid. In this portion, in Elders Training Book 7, in 1 Accord, and then I quote something to you. It says the following, this brother's word. Just to say that you are in the recovery, for the recovery, and one with the recovery does not mean too much. This is like, he quote, a kite in the air, and it is not something solid on the rock, which could never be shaken. We have never been shaken, and nothing has ever changed us because we have not only seen the vision, but also we have the practice. Amen. This is very important. Not only we have seen it, we have to practice it. Amen. Actually, and I may share it a little bit, when Brother Lee was visiting Austin Spark and Honor Oak in England, after a month, people asked him, what do you think? What should you observe? Brother Lee's word was the following. He says, in terms of vision, we are pretty much the same. But we have the practice, you don't. And when Austin Sparks visited Taiwan, what they want, what he's ministering, you may say, is the high revelation, which is good, which brothers receive it. But then what he has is what? He doesn't want to practice. He doesn't want the local church practice. And then it's really, Brother Lee says, that's a life and death struggle. We have to have the vision, and based on that vision, we have to have the practice also. So that the vision can be real to us. I can tell you today, saints, as far as the truth is concerned, here and there, bits and pieces and so forth, you may say many Christians, they have seen it one way or the other. But on the other hand, the only way, the only place all this truth, revelation being practiced, the only in the Lord's recovery. I can assure you, nowhere else you can see all these divine truths being practiced, lived out in the daily church's daily life, and only in the Lord's recovery. Amen. So we have to get into the practice. This is a very important aspect. And so one says, every practice in the New Testament is according to the divine revelation, the heavenly vision of the church. Every practice that in the Lord's recovery is according to the divine revelation. It's not our invention, but everything is according to the Bible. Amen. And then the B says, the Greek word rendered practice in 1 John 1:6 is a poieo, a word that denotes doing things habitually and continually by abiding in the things. Amen. So the practice is actually something you do it all the time. It's not something you do it once and then other times you stop. Actually, you can see that in the footnote very clearly. You can go see this footnote in 1 John 1:6. And 1 John 1:6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, and then we lie and are not practicing the truth. And you see this word is called the practicing. And the other translations means in doing it continually. Continually, not just done it, and that's the end of it, but the practicing, and actually doing these things continuously, habitually, as our daily routine. Amen. And then this word has been used in many places. In 1 John 2:17, and the world is passing away, and its lust, but the who does the will of God abides forever. And this does, actually, in other translations, say who is doing it. Again, it's doing. In Greek, it's actually the same word, poet. And of course, the Greek words, as you know, they're the same word, but the ending keeps changing, right? Declination and so forth, so on. But it's the same root, same word, poet. And then, as verse 29, you know that he's righteous, and you know that everyone who practices righteousness also has been begotten of him. In other words, when we have begotten of him, we have his life. And a life is a particular kind of living. You're just doing it all the time. So this practices, again, is doing. In other translations, it's who doing it. And then, okay, I don't need to belabor this too long. And the C says the following. We need to learn to do these things habitually and in a continuous way. Don't just do them occasionally, but as a practice, a habit.
Amen.
Amen. In 1 Timothy 4:15, Paul was charging Timothy, says, practice these things. So whatever the apostle and deposit into his co-worker Timothy, and certainly to all of us, he says you have to practice this.
Amen.
Doing this. Practice these things and be in them. Be in them. Don't depart from it. That's your realm. That's where you live. That your progress may be manifest to all. So in other words, if we practice these things, if we're doing these things, and then we will make progress. That is, will continue to grow in us. They will continue to make progress, and then use this progress actually is visible. Become a testimony that your progress may be manifested to all. That means our growth in life, our function, and the gifts that the Lord given to us will be manifested. That is, this become a testimony for all to see. That's the building up of the body of Christ. And then verse 16 says, take heed to yourself and to your teaching. And it says what? Continue in these things. Continue this. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
Amen.
In doing these things, you will save yourself and those who hear you. So in other words, saints, in all these things, we thank the Lord, we have the highest divine revelation in the whole earth today. We really thank the Lord for the ministry of the age really opened up the world to us. But as we hear this, we receive this, as Paul charged Timothy, be in it. Practice this.
Amen.
Doing it.
Amen.
And then we'll make progress. We will grow. And not only that, we'll be manifested. That will be our testimony. And this will save ourselves. Save from all the worldly entanglement. It will save us all the disappointment. Save us all the obstacles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I know this. We all have a daily pressures, right? We have children, we have family, we have work, we have all these kind of things. But then in doing this, in practicing this, that is practicing God's economy,
Amen.
You will be saved.
Amen.
Not only save yourself, and save others also.
Amen.
Because in doing this, you will be manifested, become a supply to the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these are the 8 points we need to practice these things.
Amen.
Now, what are these 8 points? In the advance of the Lord's recovery today, we need to be brought into the practice of the New Testament priesthood of the gospel of God.
Amen.
And this, of course, we know very clearly that in Romans 15:16, and then Paul says, that I might be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, a laboring priest of the gospel of God, in order that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit. In other words, Paul considered his service, his preaching the gospel, is a priestly service. That is, a priest, a laboring priest.
Amen.
And then to dispense God into people, and then also to bring people to God through his prayer, his laboring, and so forth, so that all the saved ones can be an offering to God himself.
Amen.
Amen. So A says, we need to contact God. The A is the first point. We need to contact God in the spirit by praying.
Amen.
Amen. The number one thing is that we need to contact God by praying.
Amen.
I said it before, praying is to admit to God, Lord Jesus, I need you.
Amen.
Without you, I cannot do anything.
Amen.
I just come to you as an empty vessel for you to dispense yourself into me,
Amen.
For you to shine in me, for you to touch me,
Amen.
Or to strengthen me, to nourish me, to cherish me, to make me happy in you.
Yes.
This is to be praying to the Lord, to open to him. Amen.
Amen.
And then, because God is spirit, we have to pray in the spirit. And then small one says, priests are people of incense. Their work is mainly to burn the incense. A priest is a person who burns the incense inwardly to contact the Lord. Burn the incense, you know, I don't have much time to read all those verses in the Bible. It clearly indicates that the burning the incense is the prayer.
Amen.
And actually, in especially in the Revelation, says very clearly, our prayer is the censer. And then we pray, we provide the Lord with the censer, and the Christ's prayer is the incense, add to it, and then together, this the smoke will rise to the throne. And then when the smoke rises to the throne, and then the heaven was brought down to earth.
Amen.
This is the execution of the heavenly White House to administrate the entire universe for God's purpose.
Amen.
And then that's the priestly service, is to burn the incense, which is our prayer.
Amen.
And there are many verses in here. You can read it. And then in Exodus 37, Aaron shall burn on its fragrant incense every morning. Amen.
Amen.
Every morning, when you wake up, what do? You call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You open to him.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I need you today.
Amen.
That's the prayer.
Amen.
You open to him.
Amen.
Amen. Don't grab your cell phone first. Look at what's the email? What's the message? Oh, Lord Jesus. Pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Call on his name.
Amen.
Open to him.
Amen.
This is a burning incense.
Amen.
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 And then small two. And it says, burning the incense typifies praying. Burning the incense signifies our praying in and with the resurrected, ascended Christ. This is the kind of a habit we need to build up.
Amen.
This is the kind of habit we need to build up. Build up this habit. First thing in the morning, open to the Lord, calling on him, praying to him to receive his supply, and so forth.
Amen.
Three says, when we pray the way in the way of expressing Christ, it is not only we who are praying, but also Christ who is praying within us. We and the Christ become one praying, by praying, and our prayer to God is sweet incense ascending to him.
Amen.
I just read one verse to you, Revelation chapter 8. This is 4, says, and the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints out of the hand of the angel before God. And actually, you can continue to read 5 and 6. And then that means the incense added from the fire, from the burning, and so forth. And then there's a thunder, and it casts that fire will cast onto the earth, there's a thunder, and then the seventh trumpet blows.
Amen.
This is what? The execution of God's will.
Amen.
Bringing God's will from heaven to earth.
Amen.
Our prayer is absolutely essential for God's execution of his heavenly administration.
Amen.
Amen. So number one, we need to pray. Number two is that we also need to contact God, the word, by reading the Bible. Hallelujah. All scripture are God's breath.
Amen.
And amen. So we need to read the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And then in here, number one says in Exodus 30 from 7 to 8, whenever the priest burn the incense, they will what? Lit the lamp.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And whenever they lit the lamp, they burn the incense.
Amen.
That means Whenever you have to lit the lamp so that you know what to do. Because the holy place is dark, you need the lamp. So that the priest will know how to move, how to do things. In other words, what should you pray is according to the revelation and the light and the shining of the word. We do not pray according to our mind, our imagination. We pray under the light. We have to lit the lamp. That means the word is the light. So without the word, we're in the darkness. But in the word, we got the shining. We know what's God's will. We know how we should pray. We know what's God's move. We know what's God's purpose on the earth. Then we know how to be one with him. And we pray according to God's divine revelation.
Amen.
So we need to read the word.
Amen.
Without the word, well, then we're just totally in the darkness. He is the word. He is the light. In the light, then we know how to move. We know how to pray. So number two is that we have to be absolutely daily feeding in the word. Receive his shining. So this means that whenever we read the word, lighten the lamp, we must pray. So whenever we read the word, we need to pray. Because when it touches us, that becomes a prayer back to the Lord. So this is why we need to pray reading.
Amen.
At reading, you are praying. While you are praying, you are reading.
Amen.
Praying by the word. Whenever the word comes into us, become a prayer back to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. These are the two things that are absolutely fundamental. And then third aspect is that we should also read some spiritual books and the life study messages. This is what, these are not other things, except these are to interpret, shining, to open up the word.
Amen.
This is very important. You know this story in Acts about Philip. He went to the Lord, the Spirit charged him to go to a certain place, right?
Right.
So he went to a place and met a eunuch from Africa going back, and he was reading in the word in Isaiah.
Right.
And then the Philip get close to it, do you understand what you're reading? And what was his answer? No one explained me.
Right.
How am I going to understand?
Right.
And so the Philip what explained to him. He invited him to his chariots, and then Philip interpreted the word,
yeah,
opened up the word to him,
yeah,
and then, wow, this one says, well, behold, there's water.
Yes.
That means what? He was saved and baptized.
Yes.
He was brought into the body of Christ.
Amen.
So the word needs interpretation.
Right.
The word needs to be opened up.
Amen.
According to the light.
Amen.
So today, the ministry books are what? Interpret, open the word. And then we do need that.
Amen.
Otherwise, we don't understand it.
Amen.
Or we will misinterpret it,
right,
according to our natural concept.
Right. Yes.
And then so many people today are misled.
Right. Yes.
And then did not get into the essence of the Bible.
Yes.
Which is the eternal economy of God.
Amen.
And some this way, some that way, according to natural mind to understand it. And then we'll let us stray. So number three is that every day we need to build up a habit to get into the ministry books.
Amen.
And especially the life studies, that's the best way to you to enter into the divine revelation.
Amen.
In a systematic way.
Amen.
Continuously, systematically, habitually, get into the word, get into the ministry.
Amen.
And that's the number three, we need to practice these things. In doing this, you will be saved.
Amen.
Saved to the utmost. Saved every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then that's number three. And the D is number four. Okay, because I don't time the small one, small two, you just read yourself, okay? I just minister, I just release my burden to you. The point is that being it, doing it. Amen. The D is this, is the following. The Christian life is a life of daily enjoying the Lord by eating him.
Amen.
So, when we are reading all these things, do not just take this as a knowledge, but as a nourishment.
Amen.
Because the Lord says, the word I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. You have to eat me. The Lord says, you have to eat my flesh, drink my blood. And the people do not understand what it means. But the Lord says what? Flesh profits nothing, but spirit gives life. And then what is the spirit? The word I speak unto you, they are the spirit, they are the light.
Amen.
In other words, how do we eat and drink the Lord? By exercise of spirit to read the word.
Amen.
To receive the word of God in our spirit. That's the way we eat him, we drink him.
Amen.
So whenever we come to the word, we have to come to the Lord. So the Lord says, you come to, you search the scripture, but you come to me. So whenever we come to the word, whenever we exercise our spirit, do not just gain the knowledge. We do need that, but mainly we have to contact the Lord and then to eat him,
amen,
to receive him into our being, to be our constitution. The food gets into you, become your constitution, so that you can grow. You know, I saw this baby, you know, my Matthew, you know, just about 3 months old. Yeah, he's a chubby boy, you know, very chubby. Where does all this coming from? He was born probably about 7 pounds, but eventually he may be 150, 160, I don't know how many pounds. Where are all those going to come from? By what?
Eating.
By eating.
Amen.
By eating and drinking. So our growth depends upon the eating and the drinking of God himself. So whenever we read the word by praying, we have to receive him as our food. And those food become our joy and the rejoicing. Amen. So he said, this is a very important verse in John 6:57. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So he who eats me shall live because of me. In other words, so as so means exactly the same way.
Amen.
Exactly the same way. When the Father sent the Son lived because of the Father. And today, how do we live the Son together? It's by eating him. So that he who eats me shall live because of me. Just the same as the Lord Jesus lived out the Father's life. So one says, in our spiritual eating must be continual and unceasing. Beginning from our morning time with the Lord, we should eat the Lord throughout the day. Amen. There are many verses here. I don't have the time to read it. But we know that it's the joy and the rejoicing in our heart. And then especially this verse in Psalms 36:8. I will read it to you. They are saturated with the fatness of your house. Oh, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life.
Amen.
In your light, we shall see light.
Amen.
This is when we come to the word. This is when we come to eat and drink of the Lord. It's our pleasure. It's the fatness of the house. We'll fatten us up. Hallelujah. And then we'll be under his shining.
Amen.
Under his exposing. And in that, we'll be cleansed.
Right.
We'll confess. We'll be cleansed.
Amen.
And then there'll be no hindrance among us. And he will have a free course in our being. Every day we come to him. He is the fountain of life. Amen. Speaking to one another. Number 3 says, the first item of the furniture in the holy place is showbread. And so we have to eat him and take him in as our daily bread, daily supply. Amen. And then that's number 4. Then the number 5 is what? Let's read that together. We are what? Amen. So as we are filled, the saturated, the fatness of this house, what should we do? We should share with others.
Amen.
Don't hoard yourself.
Amen.
And this is what being a priest is, to bring the bread and the wine from God to God's people.
Amen.
All these sinners are God's chosen people. God desires all men to be saved.
Amen.
All men to be saved. So we can dispense whatever we enjoy into others.
Amen.
So this is what we are, the New Testament priest, as to the gospel of God. The Paul is such a priest. I'm a laboring priest of the gospel of God.
Amen.
And so that, you know, the Gentiles can be sanctified in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And then he can offer this sanctified the Gentiles as acceptable offering to the Lord himself.
Amen.
This is our priestly service. We need to preach the gospel to the others. So we have to labor on the sinners by imparting God, dispensing God into them to bring them into Christ. Make them parts of Christ, which we offer to God as acceptable sacrifices.
Amen.
And then in the number two says Paul was such a priest who was laboring and ministering. He was a laboring priest of the gospel of God, who we are not merely preachers of the gospel, but priests of the gospel. Amen. The priest is what? The preacher, you just say something. Priest is that you have to offer them to God. That is, in the priest is to bring God to people and also bring people as an offering to God for God's satisfaction also. That's being a priest. Amen. So he says, all of us as the New Testament priests are obligated to do this. One day we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and we will have to give the Lord an account. Oh, Lord Jesus. In other words, you should not enjoy the grace in vain. Paul says so. I labor more diligently than anybody else, but not I, but the grace of Christ. But by the grace, I am who I am, so that the grace will not be in vain. If we enjoy the Christ all the time, but then there's no fruit for the Lord's enjoyment, and then all those grace dispensed into you, in some sense, Paul says, what? It's in vain. It's in vain. We should not enjoy grace in vain. We enjoy the grace, and also we should have a certain outflow so that not only God for our satisfaction, we can also offer something for God's satisfaction. Amen. This is why God wants a group of people come out to the wilderness to hold a feast unto me. Amen. God needs food. God is hungry. Actually, you say, God says very clearly, what is the food? Our offering, our consecration. The burnt offering is my food. So we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord, carry out the priestly service, and not only for our satisfaction, so God will have his food. Amen. Amen. Okay, then this is number five, then number six, and then this is in Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and disciple all the nations. Baptize them into the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is the point. Is that, brother, the fellowship is this. We not only need to preach the gospel, we need to preach the kingdom gospel. Amen. That is, not only just people saved, but also all these people can be disciples of Christ. Amen. That is, those who can follow the Lord, to be one with him, and become the kingdom people. Amen. Who are the kingdom people? The kingdom people are the people of God's species. Those people who are living one with the Lord. Those people are not just eternally saved, but today they can live out the Christ. Those are the kingdom people. So we need to preach the gospel of the kingdom to all the people, to disciple them, so that they can be the reproduction of Christ himself. So this we need to not only preach the gospel, but preach the high gospel, the complete gospel, the full gospel. Amen. And of course, we ourselves need to live in that reality. We need to have a kingdom living. And which is what? Which is a God-man living. Amen. And number seven says, our work is to build up the local churches for the building up of the body of Christ. Amen. So as we are preaching the gospel, as we're enjoying Christ, then all this has one purpose. It's not just for you, be happy. Certainly God wants you to be happy. But then that should eat you out for God to be happy. Amen. To fulfill God's purpose, that is what? To build up his church. Amen. Of course, today we live in the locality. Number one, we need to build up the local churches. Amen. Hallelujah, we have local churches.
Amen.
Because local churches are practical.
Amen.
Universal churches in the air.
Yeah.
But local churches touches your living. You cannot go to a meeting in a universal church, but you can go to the meeting in a local church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a local church in Don Loring.
Amen.
So you can come to the meeting.
Yes.
You can fellowship with the saints.
Amen.
You can participate in services.
Amen.
You can come to take care of the children's services.
Amen.
Clean up the meeting hall. I don't know what you do, but anyway. Okay. But the local churches are very practical for our daily living. So number one, we need to build up the local churches. preaching the gospel, bring people into the local church life.
Amen.
Participate in the local church living, local church services. And in that, we can build up the universal church, the body of Christ.
Amen.
Without the local church, there's no body of Christ.
Amen.
This is very important. We have to build up the local church for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 The service of the priest of the gospel is the service of the church as the body of Christ. Actually, the preaching the gospel is the body is seeking the increase. The goal is the body. But the process is what? Local churches. Without the goal, we don't know what to do. But with only the goal, without the process, you cannot accomplish it. So we have to build up the local churches. All the saints have to function, members in the local church. Then you are practically can be built up, can build up the body of Christ, the universal church. Amen. So, and then there's one body in this universe. God's purpose is the church, which is what? His body. The fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
Amen.
This is God's internal purpose. Amen. And finally, and in doing so, and then the H is what? Let's read it together.
In the Lord's recovery, there should only be one work, one move, with one ministry, for the building up of the one body.
Amen. In 1 Corinthians 12:12, it says, even as a body is one, and many members, and all the members of the body, being many, are one body. So also is the Christ. Christ has the unique head, and this unique head has a unique body.
Amen.
This one head doesn't have many bodies, has only one body.
Amen.
And we are all members of this body.
Amen.
So there's only one body, and one ministry, and one work. As we are doing all together, universally, we are doing the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Roman numeral 3 is the way, let's read it together. Amen. Ephesians says the Lord has gained all the power, all the authority in heaven and earth given to him. And in that, in Matthew, it says, all the authority given to me, therefore go. So we are commissioned in this way. And not only that, in Ephesians, the Paul also says the following. That is, all this authority, everything, his ascending power, all this power is given to the church.
Amen.
And so today, we live this way not by own energy, not by own energy, but by contacting this life-giving spirit.
Amen.
This life-giving spirit is the power, is the energy, is the supply. And then every day we have to exercise our spirit. Lord Jesus,
Amen.
the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead today indwells in you.
Amen.
It's in you. So every day we exercise the spirit, we are in resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, today so many young people, they are loaded down by so many things. Children overwhelm them. Job will overwhelm them. Health, maybe all the problems, finances, and so forth. What we need to do, what? Live in resurrection.
Amen.
Paul learned the secret. What's the secret? By the power that empowers me, by the one who empowers me, I can do all things.
Amen.
In everything, in all things, magnify Christ.
Amen.
Your opportunity, your situation, your difficulties is the opportunity for you
Amen.
To exercise your spirit
Amen.
By joining to the resurrection Christ.
Amen.
And in that, you will be a testimony.
Amen.
You will be magnifying Christ and be the testimony of Jesus
Amen.
In your locality.
Amen.
You will be the light shining where you are. You will be the overcomer wherever the situation you are. Don't try to escape. Oh, if I can change my situation, I'll be overcomer. You overcome in whatever the situation you are.
Amen.
Because the resurrection life today is in you.
Amen.
just latch onto this one. I can do all things by the one who empowers me. Oh, you say this practice is too hard. I got too busy. I don't have the time to pray. I don't have time to read. I don't have time to do this and that. Well, by the resurrection power, by the one who empowers you, you can do all things.
Amen.
You can set aside a time to call on the name of the Lord, to systematically read through the word, get through the ministry works, get through the ministry books, and then you will be supplied. And then you'll redeem your time.
Amen.
Your life will not be wasted.
Amen.
And then when the day comes, you're looking back and say, hallelujah,
amen,
I have redeemed my time.
Amen.
There's a certain measure of Christ has been dispensed into me.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
amen,
this is the way for us to go on.
Amen.
Practice this, be in it. By doing so, you will make your progress known.
Amen.
You will grow. You will overcome. You will be happy. I can tell you, saints, if you are not doing these things, you will not be a happy person. You will be always something lacking in you. You're always something not satisfied. But when you do feel something not satisfied, the Lord is calling you. Come to me. Receive me as your resurrection power. I'm the one who can empower you. You can tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I want you. Enable me. Do everything you can. Make me an overcomer today.
Amen.
To really satisfy you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen,
pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Be desperate in this way. Practice these things. In these things, you will be an overcomer.
Amen.
Amen.
Any kind of overflow, anything that touched you, any light, you can just share with one another.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate this word, practice.
Amen.
You know, any kind of high profession, whether it be a lawyer or a physician, they call it the practice, right?
Right.
So praise the Lord for this word, practice. Tremendous revelation. Our brother is so faithful to these 8 points. And what all remains to us is we need to practice.
Amen.
In our daily life, let us practice this application.
Amen.
Let's apply this vision,
amen,
of eating the Lord,
amen,
and enjoying Him for the priesthood.
Amen.
But I also enjoy this point concerning practice. So I appreciate seeing the contrast. There are some who have the vision. In terms of revelation and teaching, you know, there are some who were, you know, on the same page, but as far as practice, they weren't. And, you know, practice actually is obviously much harder than just vision. To see something, you know, obviously is wonderful, but actually to take what you've seen and put it into practice requires a lot. And we know, as our brother mentioned, it requires the resurrection life.
Amen.
And I was just so encouraged. You know, the vision without the practice, in a sense, is very futile. You know, we need the vision. We pray for the vision. But then we need to go further and ask the Lord for mercy to put it into practice. And this, as our brother mentioned, this is what makes us overcomers. Not the vision alone. We need the vision, but the vision with the practice
will
bring us into this.
Amen.
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 I feel it's such a blessing to keep us in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
See, there are many people in the world, they try to do something for the Lord.
Amen.
Personally, they don't know what the Lord's desire is.
Right.
Even there are many people that know what the Lord's desire is, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Even they have the vision, but they don't know how to practice.
Amen.
However, in Lord's Recovery, we got the Recovery Version Bible,
amen,
we got Life Study, we got Morning Revival.
Amen.
We can call upon His name.
Amen.
Right out here.
Amen.
And we know all these practice things. I mean, that's what our Lord gave us, His property, His wealthy, His rich, His abundant. This all depends on how we are going to use it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was touched also by the continual practice and habitual practice.
Right, right.
Philippians 3:17, Paul says, be imitators together of me,
amen,
brothers. Observe those who walk, observe those who thus walk, even as you have us as a pattern.
Amen.
For many of them, of whom I have told you of often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. So I really appreciate the brother's burden that this has to be continuous.
Amen.
You know, this has to, we have to do every day in our daily living.
Amen.
You know, coming to the Lord in prayer, touching the word,
Amen.
You know, reading the life studies and the ministry Amen. Books, you know,
Amen.
This continual practice will save us to the uttermost.
Amen.
Seeing a vision is one thing, but having a continual habitual practice will save us to the uttermost.
Amen. Amen.
Philippians 4:9 says, the things which you have also heard and learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice
Amen.
These things and the God of peace will be with you.
Amen.
Our brother is speaking very high. I myself have brought up by my spiritual father. He's very good. He knows the Bible, everything. He read all Brother Nee's books, everything. Of course, bit and bit, but the missing link is the practice.
Amen.
The practice of the local church. I mean, how we stay in the local church and practice. He knows about Brother Nee, everything about Brother Nee. But I think the word practice, I went to a practice school and I know that it works.
Yeah.
When I was a child, I was sent to elementary school practice and mathematics. We were made to practice. Praise the Lord.
I was touched with we have to labor on the sinners.
Amen.
By imparting God.
Amen.
Dispensing God into them to bring them into Christ.
Amen.
Making them parts of Christ.
Amen.
And it says like, Paul was a priest who was laboring and ministering.
Right.
He was a laboring priest of the gospel.
Amen.
We are not merely preachers of the gospel, but priests of the gospel.
Amen.
I was touched with this because we need, and then says the next point, we, all of us as the New Testament priests, are obligated to this.
Amen.
And I said, one day we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will have to give the Lord an account.
Amen.
And I was enjoying that we need to be first in our revive personally.
Amen.
And we need to pursue the companion to pray with.
Amen.
And we have to have the burden to labor with ones.
Amen.
You know, to present to the Lord. We Amen. Will be before Him one day.
Amen.
And what He will be asking us is how much, how many did you multiply?
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 I appreciate it. The brother sharing last night, he was saying, he shared that it's not a matter of whether we succeed or fail. That's not the criteria. Criteria is a process.
Right.
And I just appreciate that we are here in the Lord's recovery.
Right? Yeah.
I appreciate we have the riches of this ministry
right.
to
yeah.
kind of guide us as we're all going through our situation.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of, like the brother shared, it's not like, Lord, get me out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the situation.
Right.
It's a process. Are we gaining the Lord in that
yeah.
situation?
Yeah.
So I just, Lord, thank you for this ministry.
Yeah.
Thank you for our situation.
Yeah.
Lord, make us overcomers right now.
Yeah.
About prayer.
Amen.
Where we pray in the way of expressing Christ.
Amen.
And it's so important that when we pray, we're one with Christ.
Amen.
There's a lot of things going on in my head, but there's only so much the Lord wants me to pray for.
That's right.
And
right.
I should only pray what the Lord has brought to me
Amen.
To pray.
Amen.
If I want Him to answer the prayer, it has to be from the Lord.
Amen.
And so I've just enjoyed that. And when I pray, it's, Lord, what's on your heart for
Amen.
Me to pray?
Amen.
What's your desire for this time to pray?
Amen.
For the college training.
Amen.
They've asked us to, you know, try to just, we have scheduled blocks for us to pray.
Right.
All those things, Lord, what's on your heart for this time?
Amen.
What do you want to be prayed for?
Amen.
Because I might say, I might think this way, I think that way,
right.
but my thoughts are very small. My
Amen.
Knowledge is very small. I don't know what to pray for.
Amen.
So I need to go to the Lord for this, but
Amen.
It's so important to pray.
Amen.
To and be one with the Lord.
Amen! James, I really appreciate the word practice, right, particularly presented in the context of the priesthood of the gospel.
Because right,
typically, if you were just to say practice without the priesthood, right, that is actually quite a dangerous word. Because you think, I have to do a lot of things. Right? But what are we talking about? I appreciate that our brother began with prayer, the Spirit, and the Word.
Amen.
The first couple points here are actually talking about prayer, the Spirit, and the Word.
Amen.
The priesthood of the priests in the Old Testament, the center of their practice was actually not doing things in the outer court. Rather, they were in the holy place.
Amen.
What were they doing? They were around the lampstand.
Amen.
They were eating the showbread table.
Amen.
They were before the incense altar.
Amen.
Prayer, the Spirit, and the Word.
Amen.
This is our practice.
Amen.
Continually, there's a tendency for you to get tired. You know, I wake up every day at 4:30 to get ready to go to work. And honestly, sometimes I wish I'm not doing that. Because every day 4:30 for what? To go to work. Otherwise, you will not be paid. You know, so sometimes you get tired. You wish that thing is hard.
Right.
But brothers and sisters, we shouldn't bring this in our spiritual life.
Amen.
We have to enjoy the Lord every day.
Amen.
You know, you wake up in the morning, you don't call on the Lord, you are short of something.
Right.
You wake up in the morning, you don't pray, you are short of something.
Right.
So spiritual life demands habitual, continuous living.
Amen.
So brothers, let us not be tired of the things we are practicing,
Amen.
Which the ministry has brought us into.
Amen.
We have to do them every day.
Amen.
And by doing this, we will save our soul and the soul of others.
Amen.
And also, you join the Jeff brother shared this point, Roman numeral 2b. The Christian life is a life of daily enjoying the Lord by eating Him.
Amen.
The word daily here is a word talking to me that I used to read a maybe spiritual book, and maybe for a whole week, and then after that I thought I maybe take some break. And then I should, because I eat a whole week. So next week maybe take a rest sometime. But this is not like the book we read in school. It's not the knowledge we remember in our mind.
Yes.
This is the food we take in.
Amen.
If we not eat today, we're gonna be hungry today.
Amen.
We're gonna maybe we eat yesterday, we will eat tomorrow. But today if we don't eat, we're gonna hungry today.
Amen.
So this is food for our daily supplying and for our daily
Amen.
Nourishment.
Amen.
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 So we should pray daily.
Amen.
Just give us this day our daily bread.
Amen.
And according to number 4, which is B, number 2, the priesthood comes out of eating, drinking, enjoying, and being filled with Christ.
Amen.
If you want to enjoy Christ in a thorough, multifaceted, and full way, we must function as a priest.
Amen.
I will quote Isaiah 55, verse 1. Paul, everyone who thirsts,
Amen.
Come to the waters.
Amen.
And you who have no money,
Amen.
Come,
Amen.
Buy and eat.
Amen.
Yes, come, buy wine and milk,
Amen.
Without money and without price.
Amen.
That's me, I have no money, but I can come.
Praise the Lord, we've been called into priesthood.
Amen.
We are all New Testament priests.
Right.
And we all innately have, by the virtue of the divine life,
Amen.
The ability to function as priests.
Amen.
However, to function, we have to have the practice.
Right.
It is by the practice that we can be brought into the function of being overcomers as priests in the New Testament ministry.
Yes. Amen.
So we need to practice exercising this divine life,
Amen.
This innate divine life, which spontaneously can function in this priesthood.
Amen.
And this practice leads us into this life by the Word, by the Spirit, by prayer,
Amen.
So that we can function to bring sinners
right.
as sacrifice to God,
Amen.
The sinners by bringing sinners as sanctified sacrifices to God. Amen. So we all have this.
Yes.
Not only the full-timers, but all of the saints
right.
have this innate life which can function as priests.
Amen.
Maybe the last one.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We all have this life.
Amen.
To be a full-timer is to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, praise the Lord, we have the three substances in the Lord's recovery.
Right.
The Word, the Spirit, and prayer.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, brought these into us.
Amen.
Apart from these, you could say, practically we have nothing.
Right.
We need to enjoy the Lord
Amen.
Daily.
Amen.
He's that full and rich
Amen.
That we need to enjoy Him daily.
Amen.
We need to become chubby
Amen.
With the fatness of His house.
Amen.
Be saved from the American diet.
Amen.
To be filled with the Lord.
Amen.
The more we're filled with Him, we just function organically
Amen.
As priests.
Amen.
And, you know, I've never met Franklin Covey. I kind of have a personal desire to meet him right now because, you know, his book, right? The Seven Habits of Highly Effective, you know, I don't even remember the title. But praise the Lord, we have the eight vital practices. How about that? Resurrection! Eight vital practices! We have the vision. We need the practice.
Amen.
And this will issue in building up the church
Amen.
As the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because we're the New Testament priests.
Amen.
And don't try to do it alone.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, enjoy Christ
Amen.
Personally and corporately
Amen.
To be the New Testament priesthood He desires.
Amen.
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 Now I found it. Good answer. When somebody asked me, what is your Christian life? Then Christian life is here. The life of the daily enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
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 Well, saints, may we continue speaking these things, living these things,
Amen.
And spreading these things.
Amen.
Not looking at ourselves. If we look at ourselves, we won't last a week.
Right.
But trusting in the Lord, in the resurrection power, Amen. His authority and ascension, and His all-inclusive
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
And one thing I was very touched are these desperate prayers that our brothers offer. Lord, today, make me an overcomer.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us with this word.
Amen.
If you missed the meeting last night, you are encouraged to get on our website to listen to it. I tell you, it was tremendous.
Yeah.
And the first time I heard the fellowship of our brother was in New Jersey back in May. And I wasn't in the meeting, actually. And a sister that I took hospitality with, she wrote very detailed note. And on the way to the meeting, she read us the notes. And I was so impressed, so I went home and I watched the video, actually. And then at that time, I have a feeling that I wish I had heard the fellowship 20 years ago. I would have been a better parent or better working saint. But by the Lord's mercy, I'm still here. Hallelujah. But I encourage you to enter into this message.
Okay?
Amen.